Islam is the way of life. Islam is the complete way of life. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the complete way of life. Islam is the complete way of life. Is the complete way of life.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, dearest Madani Channel viewers, there are so many great importance and significance for sending Durood Sharif upon our beloved Master Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That it comes out in one narration of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that decorate your gatherings with the sending of Durood Sharif upon me, for your recitation of Durood Sharif upon me will be a source of salvation for you on the day of Qiyamah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The niyat of a believer is even greater than his own action. Let us make good intentions that alhamdulillah azza wa jal, it is through the fadl, the rahmah, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, through the wasilah of His beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are able to view and watch this program. And our today's topic is true love for our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us make good intentions. What good intentions? That inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, from the beginning till to the end, we'll watch this program and many other programs that we watch on Madani Channel with the intention to gain the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and that inshaAllah, from whatever valuable points that we learn from this discourse and other discourses that we view and watch on Madani Channel, we'll try our utmost best to practice upon it and as well as share it with others so as to pass on the knowledge to others. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the Holy Quran, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla records a very beautiful ayat that innaka la ala khuluqin azim. That Allah Azza wa Jalla, He describes the beautiful character and the noble, highest character of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this Allah Azza wa Jalla says, truly you are of tremendous character. Your character, ya Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is so high. So our ulama say that in regards to this verse, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on top of above, beyond the highest and best of whatever character we can, any time or in any given time, grasp, or whatever perfection of character that they can be. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beautiful character was even beyond that. That is even beyond our imagination. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his character was even better than that. In reality, no matter how much we praise our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how much we learn about his character and his, and the love that grows in our heart towards him, the amazing thing is that still, we will never be able to fully grasp the greatness of the character of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. the extent of His perfection. Because it is Allah Azza wa Jalla who Himself describes that character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now imagine, if Allah Azza wa Jalla, He stresses this point, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beautiful character and conduct, it is of an highest order. Can we even ourselves imagine, can we understand? And believe me, no matter how many times you keep on hearing the beauties and the sifat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, each and every time your love, one who has true love on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it keeps on increasing and increasing, and it is even beyond our understanding. So in the Quran, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been addressed directly by Allah Azza wa Jal. Because Allah Azza wa Jal says, Innaka, indeed, O my beloved Habib, Innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. So, subhanallah, what we learn in the poetry, Imam Busiri rahmatullahi alayhi, Huwa al-habibu alladhi turja shafa'atuhu likulli hawlin min al-ahwali muqtahimi. Subhanallah. He is that beloved whose intercession, subhanallah, we hope for. From all problems and difficulties of the future and present, subhanallah, and of the day of Qiyamah, we hope the salvation from our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Concerning the maqam, the status and the sifat of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Azza wa Jalla states in the Quran, O my beloved Habib, subhanallah. The entire Quran, it is the na'at of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of those beautiful ayat that describes one of the speciality of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Oh my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have not sent you except as a mercy to all the worlds. Subhanallah. Now if you love Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal has made it a condition. You claim you love Allah. Now what Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. That if you love Allah, then follow the Messenger of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. What will happen after that? Allah will love you. Not only Allah Azza wa Jalla will love you, Allah will forgive your sins. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, by the grace of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, the blessed spring that we witness in the month of Rabi'ul Nur, Rabi'ul Awwal, of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it brings the joy, the happiness, the delight that subhanallah, the coming into this dunya of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to remove all darkness in every part of the world through the nur of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much can we thank Allah Azza wa Jal? So, in Khasa'isul Kubra, it is narrated that when Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he arrived into this dunya, a voice was heard from the unseen saying, take this child to the east, take this child to the west, let the whole world come to witness and to know the beautiful qualities and the name of my beloved Habib al-Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and give him the character of Nabi Adam alayhi salam, the recognition of Nabi Shi'it alayhi salam, the bravery of Nabi Nuh ala Nabina alayhi salatu salam, the friendship of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, the sacrifice of Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, the inokenings of Nabi Salih alayhi salam, the contentment of Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam, the glad tidings of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, the strength of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, the love of Nabi Daniel alayhi salam, the reverence of Nabi Ilyas alayhi salam, the obedience of Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, the patience of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam, the voice of Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, the abstinence of Nabi Yahya alayhi salam, and the piety of Sayyidina Nabi Isa ala Nabina alayhi salam, and anoint him with the characteristic of the Anbiya and the Mursaleen, 124,000 plus minus, all their beautiful characters and qualities, all of them, put them in the beautiful character of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not only the chief of Anbiya, but all their characters rolled into one, all their perfection, you find it in the character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was brought to remove the darkness around the globe. His personality, it embodied the boldness of Sayyidina Nabi Musa ala Nabina alayhi salatu salam, the courteousness of Sayyidina Nabi Harun alayhi salam, the patience of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam, the grandeur of Sayyidina Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, and the humility and piety of Sayyidina Nabi Isa alayhi salam above everything. So his leadership is unparalleled. The annals of history, he despised, you know, pomp and glory of royalty. Dutifully he carried out the menial tasks of the family. He kindled the fire and he swept the floor of the house, milked the cows, and mended his own clothes and shoes and garments. Subhanallah. That same Nabi, that same Rasul, that same Habibul Mustafa, the beloved of Allah, the chosen of Allah, who had all these beautiful characteristics and qualities of the Anbiya and the Mursaleen rolled into one, and above all that as well that we cannot understand, but yet you do often things that a person that of such highest character and order will never do. So our ishq and love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is supposed to be one of the highest order. Because Allah azza wa jalla, he gave us the cream of his creation. Our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what love he had for his ummah. How much of affection he had for each and every one of his ummah. In one narration it comes that I was given a choice between that I take half of my entire ummah, enter them into Jannat without reckoning and accountability, or else I choose Shafa'ah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, I chose to go and take rather Shafa'ah because it is exclusive. Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Atarawnaha lil muttaqeen. Do you think that this shafa'at of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is only for those that are pious of my ummah? La, walakinnaha lilmudhnibin al-khatta'in. But it is for those of us, of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those of us that have wronged themselves, those of us that are devoid of many good deeds, those of us who will fail on the day of judgment, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I reserve my shafa'at for them. So Allah azza wa jalla, what does he say regarding the martaba of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah azza wa jalla says, Fala wa rabbik. He, Allah azza wa jalla, doesn't take oath on the rising sun or in the enveloping darkness, or Allah azza wa jalla takes oath in anything else. Allah azza wa jalla takes a qasam on himself, and Allah azza wa jalla made that qasam, and he makes it so strong by the qasam of your Rabb, until in every affair, whether it is your dressing, whether it is your conduct, whether it is your wives and children, whether it is the upbringing of your family, whether it is your business, whether it is your day, whether it is your night, whether it is your walking, whether it is your talking, whether it's your eating, whether it's your drinking, whether it is your social interaction with the entire world, or your financial interaction, until you do not make the teachings of my beloved Habib Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam the decider in every affair, in whether in camel age, whether in the space age, whether in every era, whether in any century, right till Qiyamah, no matter what society is saying to you, until my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not become the decider, and his teaching is not your motivating factor in every affair, by the qasam of your Rabb, by the qasam of your Lord, la yu'minun, you do not believe. Your iman can never be complete. So, it makes it very clear to us that when we ourselves are the ones that claim that we love Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how is it possible that one who claims to be the true lover of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person who truly love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he would use such words to sway somebody, that somebody who claims to love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will follow the fashion of the West, the fashion of the pop stars, the fashion of those that are gone astray, and yet is a ghulam in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How is it possible that that same person who claims love of Allah Azza wa Jal, yet his conduct is totally devoid of anything of the characteristics of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah, He makes it clear to us that if we are devoid of ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sunnah, and life become devoid of ishq Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sunnah, then Allah Azza wa Jalla will turn the world against you. Unfortunately, dearest Madani Channel viewers, we have forgotten what is sunnah. We have forgotten what is the way of life of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And alhamdulillah, we know how to read the Na'at Sharif of beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We attend the mahafil of Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, etc., etc. But doesn't it appear that we are giving only one aspect of his ishq through the verbal lip service of ours, yet our hearts are devoid of the true love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? From head to toe, we may be calling ourselves ghulame Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but some of us, from head to toe, we are not a living embodiment of the true ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For us, we don't have to go far. Attend that Muslim wedding. Go to that Muslim function. Walk into that Muslim business. Walk into that Muslim home. That years have passed. Till the sun rises, no one in that house wakes up for Fajr Salah. In the evening in the home, instead of the sound of the Tilawati Quran, what sound do we hear? Such a Nabi we are given, that Sayyiduna Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma says, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the most generous of all people. He describing that he was more generous than a blowing wind. Once somebody brought 30,000 dirhams to our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and immediately our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he started distributing and leaving nothing for himself. So, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he distributed everything from the 30,000 dirhams that he had. So, subhanallah, we ourselves, if we truly call ourselves that we are ghulami Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let us look at ourselves and examine ourselves. And alhamdulillah, This is the beautiful environment that Dawati Islami is bringing to our homes, that we ourselves should become true ghulami Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not only ghulami Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because we proclaim the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but because we truly love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the bottom depths of our heart, and that we have accepted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether what the eyes see, what the mind hears, what the media is telling us, what the entire world is telling us, if it is against my Nabi, it is against the teachings of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If it is against what is the principles and the true characteristic of the beauty of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will not accept it, even if it, the world make it to appear so nice in front of me. This is the true reflection of Ghulami Nabi, and Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal for this purpose. That's why Dawat Islami is involved in many departments to try and give da'wah to the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we can revive the true love of Allah Azza wa Jal, the true love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make sure that our love and declaration of love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not mere lip service, but it is a true reflection of what lies in our hearts, that we will make the best of our lives according to what Allah Azza wa Jalla has ordered us and what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prescribed for us. There lies the success and true love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive us. Allah Azza wa Jalla enable us that we strengthen our iman with true love of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijay Nabi al-Ameen wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Islam is the way of life. Islam is the complete way of life.